Hello, everybody, and welcome to the VS Code live stream. It's Thursday. We're streaming. We're live. That's why we call it the live stream. Thank you so much for being with us. Chat, how are you? It's good to see you yet again. Let's play this game. Shout out where you're joining us from today. I know we got people from all over the world. Man, if it's 2 a.m. where you are, I want to know because that's amazing. If it's 8 a.m., that's also amazing. I don't know. All times are equal. Hey, listen, we got a great stream for you today. You know what I'm about to say, though? If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Hang out with us there. We'd love to catch you. TikTok as well. We're posting some tips over there. There we go, producer. Thank you very much. Our TikTok. Yes, TikTok. And meetup.com. Again, we have a meetup group. If you join us there, we can let you know as soon as things are happening. And you'll be the first to know. You always want to be the first to know. We've got a fabulous stream for you today. This one is quite interesting. Today, we're going to be talking about real-time collaboration in VS Code using Live Share, which is one of the kind of magical additions or extensions for VS Code. And to do that, we have Jonathan Carter, Program Manager at Microsoft, on the live share team, joining us to do that. We call him JC just to save time. That's productivity. We're all about productivity. What's up, Jonathan? How are you? And what are we doing today?
I'm great, Burke. I'm excited to be on the stream this morning. And more importantly, I'm excited to talk about, like you said, real-time collaboration. I think, you know, with more and more developers being in an environment where they're working remotely and looking for better, more enjoyable ways to pair program with each other, you know, we really have tried to build and optimize Live Share to enable a more natural, ergonomic, and pleasing experience for collaboration beyond what maybe folks have been familiar with in the past. So maybe I'll just jump into a demo and kind of highlight what might collaboration look like with Live Share between two or more different developers.
Yeah, let's do it.
So what I've got on my screen right now is two different instances of VS Code. One on the left is using a dark theme. One on the right is using a light theme. And I'm doing this to kind of characterize the reality of what many developer environments look like, where everybody has their own specialized setup, whether it's themes, icons, fonts. And those things are important, right? Not just for it feeling nice and productive, but there could be accessibility reasons behind the configuration you have. And traditionally, if you're pairing with someone, maybe using something like screen sharing, one person is effectively having to look at the world through the lens of the other person's setup. Whereas what Live Share tries to do is enable two or more developers to pair together from the comfort of their existing setup. And so to illustrate that, on the left, imagine I'm working on some code and I'm not quite sure how to fix an issue that I'm running into, and I would like to get some help. So with Live Share, when you install the extension, you can at any time click this share button, and that will effectively put your VS Code window into this shared mode that other developers can join into and collaborate. So I'm going to switch over to the right side of my screen. And in this case, I'm going to say join. And what I have is a URL that was generated from the active sharing. I'm going to go ahead and just trust this workspace because I'm working with myself. And you'll notice that as soon as the right instance of VS Code, which we'll just imagine is you, Burke, joined into the session, they're immediately looking at the exact same file that I'm in. They can see my cursor moving around. They can see my text highlights. If I did the same thing on the right side, you'll notice that the cursor and text highlight syncing is bi-directional. But also, we can do co-editing. So I can say, hey, this looks like great code. And the same can be done on the right side there. And so what you're kind of noticing is one of the initial main benefits of Live Share that we've really strived to make great, which is two developers being able to work together without sacrificing any of their setup, right? Things, in fact, you know, let's say I don't even want to see the activity bar. I can choose to do that. And that doesn't impact the host that I'm working with, because the UI decisions of each person are effectively independent, which is pretty nice. That said, another benefit of live share is that even though it allows this model where you can collaborate on the exact same file and code as we're seeing here, and in fact, just to kind of illustrate that, let me also move around a bit in the project to a different file. And you'll notice that as I do that, the second developer moves along with me, and not just file navigations, but also scrolls. And the reason that that's working is that there's this concept of following a developer, which then lets you track and move with them as they navigate around the project. That said, if LiveShare only let two or more people work on the exact same thing, it would be a slightly better alternative, let's say, to screen sharing. Whereas what LiveShare also enables is for two or more developers to work on independent things if and when appropriate. So for example, let me go to the right side and do a go-to definition on this subheading component. This is a React.js application. And you'll notice as soon as I did that, the guest in this case moved off into another file, which is actually different than what I'm looking at on the host side. And as I move around files, you'll notice that nothing changes there. And so what's quite powerful about that is if you or I are working on a bug and you have an idea that you want to explore that might fix it, but you don't want to disrupt me, you can go off and look at and investigate that on your own. And that's totally okay. And then if at any time you want to rejoin me, you can just click on this little icon in the status bar and say, I want to follow Jonathan again. And you jump straight to my cursor. And so that kind of illustrates this concept of multimodal collaboration, where we can work together or we can work independently based on the needs of the situation. And when we've talked with a lot of folks that maybe didn't love pair programming traditionally, some of it was because this feeling of not wanting to be a passive observer when you're kind of watching someone else's screen and not being able to explore ideas as needed. And so LiveShare actually, you know, helps take care of that and kind of support a more natural engagement between folks, you know, for the task. So the other kind of main thing I wanted to highlight with LiveShare is that it is not just about co-editing. Like traditionally when people look at this, they say, oh, that's really cool. Like it's Google Docs for code. I can see cursors and et cetera. But the reality is that development is much more than just files, right? There's also a runtime environment that's required in order to collaborate on a project. And so for example, if I go back to the host and pop a terminal, you'll notice that immediately also opens up on the guest side. And if I run a command, let's say npm test, then all of those output is synced to the guest as well. That way, if we're running tests, if we're running a build, if we need to do something else at the command line, all of that operations is synchronized to ensure that the folks you're collaborating with can get the necessary context. So here in this case, I just showed doing the test. Just to clarify, when you open a terminal like this, it is only available to a guest and read-only by default. So you're not opening up the door for somebody to, you know, like wipe your hard drive or do something else crazy to your machine. It's simply there to make sure they have the necessary output. Now, in addition to that, this application that I'm working on is a web app. And so imagine that I have a bug that I want to get help from this other developer on. They need to be able to see the application to understand the problem. So what I'm going to do is run npm start, which in this case is just how this application is run. And immediately you'll notice that the issue with this app is that it's showing a bunch of broken image links, and that's obviously super sad. If I go back to VS Code, you'll notice on the guest side, I got this little toast notification saying, hey, the host shared a server with you. Do you want to view it? I'm going to say yes. And you'll notice that that opens it up in my browser. If you look at the port closely, you'll notice that it's a different port besides 3000. And the reason is I'm acting as the host and the guest at the same time here. But if I was not on the same machine, it would use port 3000. Whereas in this case, you know, port 3000 is already used. And so here, I could be anywhere in the world securely seeing this running web application that's executing on the hosting developer's machine. I didn't have to set anything up. I don't have to have Node.js installed. It'll just work. But let's say we want to try to fix this. So besides being able to share a server and a terminal, you can also do collaborative debugging sessions with LiveShare. So what I think the issue with this app might be with line 15, I'm going to set a breakpoint. You'll notice that as soon as I did that, the breakpoint was synchronized with the guest. So then I'm going to start a debug session and say, let's launch Chrome. Now, as soon as we do this, what's going to be kind of cool is that you'll notice that both the host and the guest break at the exact same point in the code. So we're now collaboratively debugging. So on the host, on the guest side, I can view locals, I can set watches, I can see the call stack, I can even step. So I'm going to click the step over button. You'll notice that that executed the step gesture on the host. I can then hover over signature and see, I wouldn't expect it to be 14. Let me take a look at this code. And then, you know, by the power of Grayskull, let's say I know that this shouldn't be unshift, this should be shift. I'm going to hit save. Let's go back and, you know, restart this debugging session, turn off the breakpoint, and then let me find this browser. And you'll notice there it is. We just fixed it. And so what's kind of neat about that is the workflow that I kind of just illustrated was identical to what you would do locally. Like as a guest, you're opening up browsers, you're viewing web applications, you'll notice live reload worked, debugging terminals, language services we saw, navigating files. With LiveShare, we're kind of trying to make it possible to collaborate in a way that doesn't feel any different than you would otherwise work. And so one thing I wanted to just kind of quickly show for the sake of illustration, because we saw that there were these two different copies of the web application, one that was actually mine, one that was shared. If I go back to the host and I say unshare port 3000, and then I refresh this 58236, you'll notice this one is now gone. But if I go to port 3000, that's still there. And so that just kind of illustrates that quote unquote second version of the web application was actually a shared instance that was securely provided to the guest. So the other final thing I wanted to just quickly touch on is this concept of extensibility. So what I just showed with LiveShare is that all of the core features of VS Code are collaborative out of the box. So whether that's debugging, language services, et cetera. But in addition to that, LiveShare also has an extensibility API so that other extensions in the marketplace can augment what LiveShare can do. So for example, if I come over to the guest side, you'll notice that if I click on a line, I see the Git blame information that I might be familiar with, which is coming from the GitLens extension. And what's cool is that on the guest side, I don't have access to any of the code. I don't have all of the same extensions installed as the host. But because the host has GitLens installed, then I, as someone collaborating with them, automatically get access and can benefit from that same rich setup that they've effectively provided me. And so this is kind of interesting because it allows the ecosystem to augment what does collaborative development even look like in potentially new and interesting ways. The final example I'll show in terms of extensibility, and actually while we're here, let me see How do I bring the activity bar back? View, I need it. Appearance. You know, I've never actually hidden this thing. There we go. All right. So if I come over to the live share tree view, which is what displays who's in the session, what servers and terminals have been shared, you'll notice that I have this other node here, which is a whiteboard. And so I can open this up and, you know, I basically draw the same little guy every time. My kids make fun of me. It's like, can't you learn to draw something different? But if I come over to the tree on the guest side, you'll notice that I see the exact same thing. And I'm going to say, oh, let me help finish that. And, you know, I'm going to do this. So now we're collaboratively whiteboarding over this secure channel directly from VS Code. And the reason this works is that there's an extension that contributes a whiteboard on top of LiveShare and augments the collaboration experience. And so this is kind of another fun example of what is possible by the ecosystem, right? Because the VS Code extension community is extremely prolific. What is possible by means of extensibility. So in summary, you know, that's kind of the essence of LiveShare, that we want to make collaboration more effective and enjoyable by means of sharing your context, not your screen. Everybody keeps their existing personalized setup. You can work together and independently, but also the collaboration enables end-to-end development. So not just editing, but also terminals, servers, debugging, extensibility, and so forth and so on. So that's it, Burke. That's the demo. Looking forward to hearing if any folks have questions or.
Oh, there's questions. we've got quite a lot. So first of all, a couple notes here. Just a shout out to John, who's joining us from Ireland, and MD from India. Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. I have no idea what time it is there. I'm assuming it's later than it is here, but thanks for being here. Jonathan, let's just get this out of the way, man. What themes are we rocking here on the left side and the right side?
So the left side is my personal favorite theme. I change my theme all the time, but I always come back to it. It's called Andromeda. And I kind of also jokingly refer to it as like the Mardi Gras theme, because it is an alternate.
It's the purple. It's the purple.
It's a little flashy, but I love it. On the right is the built-in quiet light theme. Andromeda is my go-to for day to day.
And the light theme, although I see you're using it here so we can easily distinguish the two, has elicited some "oh my eyes," which we always get every time we show a live theme. Light theme rather, but I don't know why I keep giving that lip service. But yes, we know some people are not huge fans of light themes. It's all good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Parth had asked about, so live share, can we do audio and video and live share all at the same time?
Great question. So by default, live share doesn't try to replace your existing chat service. And so if you're using Teams or Slack or Zoom or whatever, and you're happy with that, that's awesome. That said, there is also a LiveShare audio extension that adds the ability to do audio calls directly from VS Code. I didn't demo that this morning, but if you just searched for LiveShare audio in the marketplace, here's that extension. Basically, that just adds a new item to the live share tree to start a call. And you can go from there. We don't currently support screen share or video sharing. But that is something that we've definitely heard feedback on and we're interested in exploring in the future.
So what, JC, what about like chatting? Because, you know, we're developers, we're not huge fans of getting on the phone all the time. And I noticed that when we live share, the first thing a lot of people do is jump in and start writing comments because mm-hmm. they're trying to talk to each other in comments.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's another thing I didn't show in the demo. There's a lot of things really to show, but, if I come back to the live share tree, you actually notice there is this session chat. So if I click that, let me just kind of collapse some space. This actually provides a text chat experience for the live share session. And so I'll say, hey, this is cool. And if folks can see it, when you're actually typing, you also get a little so-and-so is typing message. This is rad. So we have a text chat experience. And as I mentioned, this isn't trying to replace or become another chat more than we want to reduce context switching for developers. And so if you've moved into VS Code and you're collaborating and you're talking about code, you might as well stay in your editor, right? So that's one thing. The other thing that we also support that is quite cool is the ability to add inline comments. And so imagine that you and I are collaborating and I'm doing a code review. We see this all the time with LiveShare. And maybe I'm like, I can click this little bar on the left side and say, this code looks interesting. And I can add that. If I come back over here, you'll notice there's this comments node that shows me all the comments that have been added across the entire code base. I can click on that to navigate directly to the comment and I can reply. Don't worry, it's cool. And then once again, if I bring it up, that's here. And so that kind of illustrates from a kind of communication perspective, you can do audio if you want. We have the text chat built in. And then also, if you're effectively wanting to leave some bookmarks for conversation, you can also leverage this inline code commenting experience as well, which is almost like doing a PR review, but in real time. And so
that's awesome. I didn't know about the comment feature, so that's new to me. John had asked a question, which I think it was asked several times, which is, how secure is this? In other words, if I'm working on a private repo and I'm streaming this through, I'm assuming this is going through Microsoft servers to enable the live stream. Can we see Microsoft? Can we see people's private repos?
Awesome question. So when you initiate a live share session, by default, we try to establish a peer-to-peer connection between developers. And if that's possible, then all communication happens between each developer and there's no traffic at all that goes through Microsoft servers. That said, if we're not able to establish a peer-to-peer connection, because of a firewall, or if you're behind a NAT, then we do fall back to using a cloud relay. That said, in the case of either peer-to-peer or relay mode, we're using an end-to-end encrypted connection such that nothing besides the two or more developers in the session can actually see the communication that is happening, and no code or any activity is ever logged or stored anywhere. So we're only using this relay server to enable collaboration from anywhere, knowing that some network conditions won't support peer-to-peer connectivity. And so there's also settings that if for some companies, if they don't want to allow the relay fallback, they only want to use the peer-to-peer mode, maybe because they're all within the same building, then you can actually turn that off if you'd like that extra kind of assurance. But other than that, nothing is visible. None of your code is visible by anyone outside the session.
So while we're on the subject of security here, Zabaro, I think, asked, if a guest can see your files, can they browse them all, right? Like, can they see all your images? Like, what if you don't want someone to see everything that's in your project, right? Like, maybe you have usernames and passwords in a .env file.
Mm-hmm. Awesome question. So when someone joins your session, the only thing that they can see is the contents of the workspace you have open. So it isn't as if they can somehow CD up and then start navigating around your machine. So it's effectively scoped to what Visual Studio Code is showing. That said, to go even further, and I didn't show this in the demo, but there is a file that you can add to a project that's called .vsls.json that allows you to indicate file paths or globs that should be hidden or completely restricted from guests from seeing. And so a common use case of that is saying, you know, I don't want .env files to be shared. I don't want anything with a specific extension. I want to hide an entire directory. And so you can do that. By default, we don't hide anything from guests, but that can be locked down with, as I mentioned, this .vsls.json file.
So Zavaro's asking, sort of extending on this, we're going to hang on this subject for a moment, but like, could they use path auto-completion to find other directories, to discover other directories, or are they just completely blocked from that?
That is a great question. So the way that language services work in a live share session, so whether it's autocomplete or go-to definition, the request for that, so, you know, if I hit dot, let me find a line. When I hit, you know, style dot here, it's actually sending the request to the host to say, give me back the completion list at this position in this file. And that's useful because the guest doesn't need to have any of the extensions or access to the files on their machine. That said, it is possible, depending on what an extension is doing, to display a list of paths that would be outside of the project. But we pay a lot of attention to what extensions do to ensure that in practice, there aren't security or privacy leaks. That said, even if, let's say, an extension showed a completion list where there was a path that was outside, there would not be a way for the guest to be able to view that file. So there could be, you know, things that extensions could do that would provide maybe more information than the host intended. But like, there is a very hard restriction on the actual file system access that a guest can have.
Okay. So moving on from the security subject for just a bit, I did notice, I don't know if anybody else picked up on this, but there's a He-Man reference somewhere in this stream. And I would like to know from chat, number one, did you watch the show He-Man? Because you're going to date yourself. And number two, what was the reference? Did anybody pick up on the He-Man reference? You would have to have watched the show, which makes you of a certain age. I don't think it's on anymore, is it?
Not that I know of. I'm glad you picked up on that, Bert, because I, you know, it just came to me in the moment. So I wasn't sure if that was like just for me or if any other person noticed it.
But I got it. There was some nostalgia there for me. Okay, let's see here. Look, because we don't pull any punches here and we ask all of the questions, I want to find this question that was just right to the point. Zalna asked, using Chrome as a Microsoft employee, JC?
So the reason is that one thing I didn't mention here, but the other kind of fun thing about the demo I just did is the host that I was in this collaboration session was actually running entirely in a code space. And so in this demo, I have no files or anything even set up on my machine at all because the person hosting the set. So anyway, long story short, the Chrome debugging experience for doing debugging in a code space, etc., is a little bit more integrated than if I was using Edge. That said, I appreciate the feedback.
I like it, Zana. Thank you for keeping us all honest over here. Okay. There was another one that I thought was a good question. This will be our last one. What about GUI apps, right? If I'm working on a desktop app and somebody needs to run that and look at it, can I do that?
Not currently, no. And so for that, you would need to fall back to using some kind of screen sharing tech. We do actually, like, we have built like a prototype of being able to screen share GUI windows as part of a live share session, but we haven't shipped that yet. And so if you go to install the live share extension, it's not currently there, but something we definitely want to enable soon.
So something that's coming? Is that what I heard?
It is coming, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more. Is this available? So this is a Visual Studio Code live stream. And a lot of times people ask, you know, what's the difference between Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code? But I think the real question here is, can I do this if I'm using Visual Studio? Does this also work for Visual Studio?
Yep, great question. It does. So the in Visual Studio, Live Share is actually built in to the product. And so if you just simply install Visual Studio 2019 or above, you'll have Live Share. And developers in VS and VS Code can actually collaborate together, which is quite neat. And it extends kind of the mantra of sharing context, not screen, where aside from color themes and icons, if two folks are using entirely different editors or IDEs, they can also collaborate in that mode as well. So
nice. So available to Visual Studio as well. Well, JC, thank you so much for being with us. Y'all check out Live Share. You can follow JC here. He's Lost in Tangent on Twitter. Send him all your Live Share questions and comments. He would love to hear from you. Flood his mentions. So thanks so much for JC for being with us. Thank you, chat, for being with us. Make sure you check out our next live stream coming at you next week. What is it? I don't know. Go check out the page here. See what it is. Make sure you put that on your calendar, and we will see you then. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.